Okay, M108. Find M108, which I actually found by going to M97. So they're almost right next to each other. But you find Ursa Major. And in the dipper portion of Ursa Major, the bottom left star of that dipper or ladle or whatever you want to call it is Murak. From Murak, you go up and to the left. What you'll see is, now, and the chart I'm looking at is about magnitude 8. So when you go up and to the left, you'll see three stars that are clearly visible in almost a perfect line. The first two are a little bit closer together than the second and the third one are. But as you're looking through the eyepiece, there's no doubt that and there's a few other little stars that you'll see in the eyepiece, and I'm using a 24 millimeter. But you will very clearly see, let me actually follow it down. From Murak, you go up and to the left, you'll see a very faint star, which you kind of ignore. And then you see a reasonably bright star, and then two more stars that form almost a perfect line diagonally across your eyepiece. You keep going up, and just after that third star, probably a third the distance between the second and third star, you'll see a fourth. So you got three that make a line, and then about 30% or 25% the distance between the second and third star, you see a fourth star after that. That fourth star is not a star. That fourth star is M108. Now, if you take a really good look, you'll notice it does look a little bit different than the other stars. It appears to be, I don't want to use the term elongated because that makes it look like I can clearly see it's an edge-on spiral galaxy or something, and you can't. It looks almost as if you were looking at Saturn in a low-power set of binoculars or something. You can tell it's not round, but you can't tell what it is. And in this case, simply going by the star charts and knowing I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, I know that's M108.